on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, KQNA. It's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Footwork Bottle License and Title Service, The Event Spot, Ability Remodeling, Elan Electric, Badger Roofing, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Vicente Landscaping, Blind Brothers Arizona, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
Now from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA, the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sam. Andy Griffiths.
Hey, weekend! Weekenders! It's the... Oh! Weekend! Oh,
you tumbled to that, didn't you?
Weekenders! Mikeenders! Have you ever heard that before?
Just a couple of times.
Where have I been?
And my son decided if he ever had a little boy, he would name him Susp.
Suspenders? Oh, I get that. That's so... Weekenders! Hey, Weekenders! You're tuned into Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. And as our guest last weekend with us, Mr. Sanford Cohen, owner of 9 radio stations, said, don't start without us.
There you go. That was a very good show.
Oh, my gosh. That was so
much fun.
What a guy. I had no idea some of those things we learned about him.
The historical facts lurking behind closed
doors. I
know.
Very interesting. Super program. If you didn't get to listen, please tune in. Sanford Cohen was our guest. It was an amazing show, always filled with some giggle and humor. So we had a good time. So other than that, we've got a super program this morning. But before we move on, I want to, there was an article in our paper, September 22nd. Sorry, it was not an article. It was an opinion piece written by Richard Haddad, editor of the Prescott Newspapers. And it was called Civility versus Selfishness and the Small Act That Can Separate Them. For everybody out there, you really need to go online, read these words. And the gist of the article was, in the face of a turbulent political season, which we're in, or the stress of a pandemic, which we're still experiencing, don't forget there's magic in a gentle word, a kind look, and a friendly nod, and a good-natured smile. Selfishness will always divide and injure. Civility will always unify and heal.
Wow. Wise words.
I know.
Very wise words.
I saved this. I mean, it's fantastic. So to all of our listeners, you know, let's continue to smile, give a greeting of goodwill and respect and love thy neighbor.
Right. I mean, you can always disagree. Reasonable people
exactly.
can disagree, but that doesn't make it personal, and there should be civility in every conversation.
So, you know, say good morning, hello, a nod. I even say hi when I have my mask on in the grocery stores now.
But you know the nice thing about that is if you happen to have a mouthful of muffin or something, they never know that you're talking with your mouth full.
Oh, Mike, I know. The chocolate candy.
You have to look at the bright side.
You've got to look at the bright side. So that's my... soapbox greeting for this morning.
Well, thank you for sharing that, though. That
it's pretty nifty.
Very worthy.
So civility will always unify and heal. We have a super program this morning. We are going to talk about the Agape House of Prescott and how they transform lives of families.
Cool.
And what's going on with homelessness with our young adults, our children, right here in Yavapai County.
And I bet that's going to be a surprise to many, many people.
It will be. So we've got a super program this morning, and I'm excited to have these two charming women join us.
Terrific.
So take us to break.
It would be my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and aired on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM.
And 99.
95.
6, 7, 8, 9, go!
So please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee.
Sheesh.
Come back and join us, and we'll be right back.
Okay, Weekenders.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Okay, I'm ready. We're on the air. Don't start without us.
Take it away.
Shoot, take us away. Bring us back. So, welcome to Miss Becky Mitchell. She's the administrative director for Agape House of Prescott. And to Vicki White, she's the resident care director for Agape House of Prescott.
Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, you too.
Welcome to Hammer Time.
Thank you. We're
both so honored to be able to share the Agape House of Prescott to the universe.
Yay.
That's fabulous.
So how
and you have no idea how far this broadcasts. We've been known to say good morning to Pluto and Mars because the waves go out that far.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
Pretty cool, huh? Okay, so Miss Becky, how long have you been with Agape?
I started at Agape House in the year 2013. We were incorporated that January and been changing lives since.
Wow. And you love what you do.
Love what we do. It's hard sometimes, you know, but when you are giving a family new hope for a new day and they are going to be able to overcome terrible situations, the hope that we are able to give and share with them is just really amazing, and it's definitely worth all the hard work that we put into it.
Talk about passion in one's heart and soul. She just
exudes.
She does. It's very cool. So, Vicki, how long have you been with Agape?
I started with Agape 2 years ago. Kind of have a story that goes with that, if we have time. I looked into volunteering at Agape House many years ago, probably 5 years ago. Life took me somewhere else and didn't have time to donate time to Agape. And 2 years ago, I was approached by a past mentor, Diane, and here I am. So it's been 2 years.
Terrific.
The year was 2015 when I first met Vicki. We met her at Hope Fest, and I said, we need that Vicki lady. And for 3 years, we said, we need that Vicki lady. And we hit a situation in December 2018, and I said, you know, I think that Vicki lady would be the perfect solution.
So, and here she is.
Oh, we're so grateful.
You know, we always accuse the board for Yavapai County Contract Association always accuses Sandy of being a stalker because she's always after new members. Well, I think you give her a run for your money.
I know.
I do. I see people's talents and I grab them and I say, you need to serve at Agape House.
Good
right
for you.
Now.
Yeah.
Right
good
here
for
today.
You.
Uh-huh. So when you said Hope Fest, is that just not one of the most wonderful programs that happens in this community?
Oh, we just love Hope Fest, and we were so sad when it was canceled this year. And if any year needed it, this is the year we really did need Hope Fest. But there is certainly hope out there, and there are so many wonderful organizations in town that are willing and able to serve those who are in need. So just make a phone call and call one person, and you'll be able to get the resources you needed in town.
So Agape House was formed in 2013.
It began with a prayer walk in the year 2010. Some folks got together and said, let's go pray at the campus of the high school. And they said, well, what's going on at the high school? And they said, well, there's 58 homeless students at Prescott High School. And executive director, co-founder said, I don't believe that. How could there be that many students homeless? Where are they? But come to find out, they're staying in the tents in the mountains. They're living in the forest. They're living in garages. They're staying in the parking lots. So that's what birthed Agape House of Prescott.
Wow.
So I'm sure, and just like we talked a little bit off air when you first came into this studio this morning, we don't see the faces of children as being homeless in the community. And just what you've said, Vicki and Becky, it's astonishing, I'm sure, the face of homelessness for our young adults and our children out there.
That's correct. The face of the homelessness is not what
right.
you think. Oftentimes, when somebody pictures a homeless person, they see a man with a cardboard sign at the on the corner. Mm-hmm. That's who you think. But did you know that in almost every classroom, when the classes are in session, in almost every classroom, there are students who don't know where they're sleeping that night. They didn't know where they were sleeping the last 2 or 3 weeks. They're doing bad in school, and the teachers point them out and say, that person, they flunked their test and they didn't do their homework. But how could they have passed the test if they haven't slept the night before, 2 nights before, 3 nights? They're going weeks without sleeping. One time I talked to a little girl and I said, well, where did you stay last night, honey? She said, I stayed at my mother's boyfriend's aunt's house. And I said, how removed is that? And I said, where are you staying tonight? And she said, I don't know. So that is the problem of the homeless students. We are very grateful for the homeless liaisons at Prescott Unified and Humboldt Unified. They keep on track with these kids, and they put them in the right direction, and we get to see them.
So then our school system, if they see some homelessness going on with the young adults, do they reach out to you for guidance and help? How does that work?
They do reach out to us, and I keep in contact with Kelly at Prescott Unified School District.
She is awesome.
She is.
Oh, my gosh.
And I called her a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know, we have opening available. Is there somebody who needs help? So we just have that conversation. And there's other resources in town that these families can go to. And oftentimes they can use that, or they can use our. So when you reach out, when you say, you know what, I need a little bit of help, there definitely is help out there for these families, and then we're able to put them in a home for some stability.
So, Vicki, what does a resident care director do? What is your life like?
Personally, I feel like I probably have the best job, the best position in Agape that somebody could have. I get to go into these families' new homes that Agape and our community has provided, and I mentor with them. I help get them on a life skills program, budgeting program. They have certain life skills that they need to learn, and I just walk beside them. I love on them and walk beside them and make sure that they get their goals done. And because our main goal and hope is that they learn what they need to learn while they're with us, because this is a gift that who knows they'll ever receive again. And we don't ever want them to be in this position ever again. And so I really walk right beside them in everything that they do.
So trying to give them the skills to become self-sufficient.
Yes, yes.
Super.
And be independent on their own.
So then I guess there's a couple different components to Agape House.
Yes.
You have your home where families can move into should they have been made homelessness or the threat of family violence. Tell us about that home and how that transition works.
Okay. For the last few years, we have rented 3 or 4 apartments at a time in town. However, last October, we obtained a 9-unit apartment complex. And this apartment complex, it has 9 different units. Every family gets their own place. Every family has their own living room. They have their own kitchen. So that means we can serve up to 9 families at a time. Next year, we hope to serve 18 families if each family stays for 6 months. So we're very excited about that interim housing.
Mm-hmm. This is like amazing what goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about.
Story goes much deeper.
It does. So we have to take a break, listeners. We have with us this morning Miss Vicki White. She's the resident care director, and we have Miss
Becky Mitchell.
Becky Mitchell.
drew a blank.
I did. She's the administrative brain and the woman behind all of these parts and pieces of the puzzle.
Understand, you just have so much in front of you, it's hard to kind of keep juggling.
I have all my little papers here. So don't move. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA on KQNA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning, community. In case you just joined us, we have the Agape House of Prescott with Mike and me in the studio, Becky Mitchell and Vicki White, and we're talking about what Agape House does, how they work, how they transform family lives into really making them become independent humans.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about your 9-unit apartment complex that you're in the process of purchasing.
Yes. We found the apartment complex, which is just a couple blocks of downtown Prescott in the middle of lots of resources. It's 9 units. It's about $1 million project. We're about halfway through that. We were going to begin a capital campaign on March 9th. COVID shut us down on March 9th. So we need to raise $595,000. We feel very grateful for the community members and support partners we have. We have businesses, clubs that support us, grants, churches, lots of organizations in town. We're about 80% individual based on the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit is really how we get a lot of our funding.
Mm-hmm. So the 9-unit complex, is it being used now, Becky? Are families living in
there? Yes, there are families in there right now that are under the care of Agape House of Prescott. When we received the building, some tenants were already in there, so they will finish out their leases. And then once they are through living there, then we can utilize the space. However, it is helpful that maybe half of the space is, less than half of the space is taken by families that they're also paying rent. So that offsets the cost of the mortgage.
Great.
So when you say a family, is it like a mom and a couple children, or is how large is the family, Vicki?
Well, the families, we actually have families from just a mom and their one child, a mom or just being pregnant, or we have a mom with 4 kids, and we also have another one with a married couple and 2 children. So as long as they have a family unit, it could be a grandmother and their grandchildren. As long as it is a family unit, we take single moms, single dads. So
anyone with a need.
Yes, whatever the need.
How long are they at this spot for comfort until they're able to transition out on their own, where you now become their angel for life?
Well, each, as we know, each person in each family is individual.
Different.
And we like to meet them where they're at and work through whatever it is they need to work through in order to get self-sufficient. So it could be anywhere from 6 months to possibly 2 years, just depending on the situation and what goals it is they want us to obtain.
So as you walk side by side with these folks and help them acquire skills, do you also, when it gets to a point of employment, do you have assistance in gaining employment for them?
That is one of the main things. They, after 30 days, after they feel safe and they're making their own meals and taking their own baths in their own safe space, after that, it is definitely required that they find a job. We do help with resources and things like that.
Very cool.
They do have to obtain, 30 hours? Anywhere from 20 to full-time.
You know, you just said something that just, because we don't all understand the depth of this, you made the comment that once they feel safe, and that just really strikes
me. You know, when we accept these families and they're finally in their own apartment, the first couple families that we moved in, I just went home crying with joy because seeing these families walk into a safe home is just amazing. Our community is so wonderful and so giving. They when we move a family in, we ask our community and we reach out for supplies that this family may need because some of them just come with the clothes on their back and they have nothing. And our community, when these people come into this apartment, into their home, we provide, well, our community provides couches, tables, chairs, bedding. Well, not bedding. We can't take bedding, but kitchen supplies, food. So when they leave our program, they leave with everything that we provided for them.
Wow.
Amazing.
It is. When you see a child run into the bathroom and they get excited about having their own bathtub and they are begging their mom to take a bath in their own bathtub, it is just a very beautiful thing to witness.
We, you know, as a mother, it's a great pride to provide meals for my children and make sure they're clean. The things that our children say thank you for at Agape House is, I'm so thankful for a bathtub. I'm thank you for the kitchen table. A mother gave her child a bath for the first time in 6 months in her own bathtub. That seems absurd because she had been using the public restrooms or here's a baby wipe or here's a washcloth. But if you're camping is very fun, but 6 months without being submerged in the bathtub, that is a very different experience. We had one little girl. She said, I'm so grateful to have a kitchen table to do my homework at rather than the back seat of a car. Now most children don't say I'm thankful to do my homework, but this little girl had been doing homework for months in the back seat of her car. She couldn't believe she had her own table to do her homework at. A little girl said, I'm so thankful I have a chair to sit in, because she had been at a shelter where her stuff was always taken away from her. She had her very own chair. And the gratitude that is expressed in the very basic and the very simple items that are provided is just amazing to be a part of.
A lot of us take our normal everyday life for granted. Mm-hmm. Little tiny things, a bathtub, a mom being able to cook her child the nutritious food that he needs to have because of behaviors or health, and just the simple tools of being able to have that spoon and a saucepan and her own stove or oven to provide that meal. It's just amazing the things that we're able to see.
Really puts things into perspective.
It certainly does. And again, that's because the homelessness, they're not the faces that are really out there. That we see the adult homeless in our area, and here we are with, how many homeless children, Becky, do you think we have in our area? 100 plus?
Last year, there were over 110 homeless students in Prescott and in Prescott Valley. Now, if you include Dewey and Chino in that, there's over 500 children who are homeless in the area.
Oh, my
gosh. And
that
is absurd.
That is crazy.
These children need a place to sleep. They need a bed, they need a pillow, and they need a blanket. They need to get out of cars. They need to get out of tents. They're living in garages and in sheds where they should not be living. Very grateful for family helping to take in other families. That's very great, but something is said about that stability when they can have their very own place. Now, we're not talking about anything elaborate, but they need to have the basic needs need to be met.
Okay.
Wow.
I couldn't have said it better myself, my friend. You were filled with fire and power. So way to go. For the love of Agape House, you're amazing. We have to take a break, Mike. So we'll be back momentarily to continue our conversation with Becky Mitchell and Vicki White of Agape House of Prescott and how they transform lives. So don't go away.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time this morning. We have an extremely powerful show this morning, Agape House of Prescott with Becky Mitchell and Vicki White, and we're talking about how Agape House serves the homeless in Prescott, how they transform lives, what they do, and the hard work that is going on behind the scenes to save families and young adults, young kids. Oh, my gosh, it breaks my heart. I want to, I'll give this to Mike. I would like you to read on air, and it's a very short paragraph, Mike, but it's a real story and a real situation that happened at Agape House. And okay. I think our listeners should hear that.
Okay, it's a picture of several different pots and kettles amongst a, obviously, fire encampment. Certainly not within a house. And it states, one mom with four children was in an abusive marriage. The final straw came when her husband threatened to kill her in front of the children. She fled with the children and moved to Prescott. She hoped to live with her family here, but the family was not able to help. She lived in fear that her husband would find her. She and her children are now safe at Agape House. I didn't think we had a chance to be helped out of our situation, but now have a safe, warm, clean housing. But when my trust was at its lowest, our Lord shined through, and I and my family were given new safe housing. We now have an after-school routine, cook dinner together, and praise God for the hope He gave us through Agape House. Very powerful.
I know.
Very powerful.
There's probably a million more stories like that.
There are. You had asked earlier about how they feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example. A lot of our children in our schools have behavioral problems or issues. Most of those behavioral problems, though, stem from something else. Mm-hmm. If there is a child that keeps acting out and is just angry and is just hurting, we had a family move in and went from school to school to school. And once they were within their home through our program, his behaviors have totally changed. They've totally flipped. There's no more anger. His behavioral issues, of course, normal little
sure.
person, you know, things, but his behaviors have just totally turned to the positive. He feels safe. He has his own bed. Potty trained himself. He feels safe. He feels safe and secure, and it's things like that that help us keep moving forward and going.
We had one little girl who had been in seven different schools between Prescott and Prescott Valley before the third grade. Now, let me ask you a question. If you are going to be a successful adult, do you need a high school degree? Do you need to do well in school? Now, if she had been to seven different schools before the third grade, how is she going to do good in school? We stopped the cycle of chaos. We provided her a home. And when they get that mail address, they now have a school that they can go to. The little girl stopped the chaos of switching schools. She was able to get into her school. She got the tutoring she needed. Getting back up to where she should be with her peers, she will be successful as an adult because the chaos stopped in the second grade. They need to stop the chaos and exchange it for an environment that is healthy.
Boy, it really points out how instrumental teachers have to be in this whole process.
We love teachers.
Yes, love them.
Yes, because they're right there.
Right.
They're
they
on the front line.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So does your phone ring 24/7?
It does. We get about 20 families that we need to help every month.
And are you able to help?
No.
I didn't know.
No, I hate that.
I know.
I hate that. That is the worst thing about this is 20 people call us saying they need help. We do three interviews and we select one family. Oftentimes we are able to refer to other resources in town. There are shelters for women with young children and there are shelters for an adult's. But that we are the only place in town that provides housing for a family to stay together, whether it's a grandmother with children or single fathers. We have had married couples, if one of the spouses is medically unable to work, or if the woman is pregnant and on maternity leave because she cannot work. All of our families work. And we don't play the balarney about, oh, I'm medically disabled. It has to be true. Mm-hmm. So we don't play any other that balarney.
So how long, once they move into your heartfelt shelter of safeness, how long do they stay there then, Vicki, before you feel they're ready to transition out into their own safe harbor?
Anywhere from 6 months to 2 years.
So then what that does, it's continually make this pipeline of families that need help. It's growing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mm-hmm. ever come out of the funnel. It just is always in the funnel. Mm-hmm. You need more 9-unit apartment buildings.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Pure and simple.
Yes.
Pure and simple. I would love to have a place with 20 or 40 families. That could solve the problem of homelessness here. We're very, very grateful that we have a 9-unit apartment building. Very grateful for that. There probably does need to be additional places and growth, but that all takes a lot of money. So if anybody wants to donate $1 million, I could take that.
If anybody would like to build an apartment complex, we'll take that.
Yes. Piece of property, we'll take that.
What about so what are some of the solutions then to homelessness for these families? What's the magic wand?
We have found the solution to homelessness is called the pathway to independence. For the first 30 days, we put them in stability. You get to lock your door, sleep in your bed, and eat some food. Go to the doctor, get onto a routine. That's really important. The second phase is personal wellness. If anxiety, fear, depression, those are debilitating issues, and it's challenging to keep a job if your personal wellness or your emotional health is chaotic. Mm-hmm. The third phase is the life skills training phase. This is where our families stay the longest. This is employment, budgeting, parenting, skills that we all need in life. The fourth phase is sustainability. A lot of people say, oh, I know the solution for homelessness. Get a job, get a house, get a life, move on. But the truth is that relationships have been broken, whether it's between a man and a woman, whether the parents did not do the job above teaching the now grown parents how to do the job. That needs to be broken, and we need to teach the skills of independence and self-sufficiency. It's amazing that we get to walk next to these families and teach them, how do you keep a job? How do you stay on budget? How do you go grocery shopping? How can you organize and organize your home and keep a calendar? That's really important. So we do a lot of teaching in our program.
So who does the teaching? Who are your volunteers and how does that happen?
We just have a wonderful group of volunteers. I could go on and on. I teach most of the life skills. We have once a week, we have classes at our office.
And do they have to come to your office? Is it mandatory?
Yes. It is mandatory for the life skills and budgeting classes.
But what if they don't drive?
Then we get them a gift card for Uber or taxi or something like
but
that.
But they have to show up. Mandatory.
Yeah. We do outsource for a lot of classes also, like Relationships 101. If you need to be outsourced for that, that's fine. Catholic Charities and the Salvation Army, they do a lot of classes also. NACOG does job skills training. So we outsource for those items also. The community, again, is very supportive and our teaching skills. And a lot of what we do is we put the puzzle together. We say, oh, you need to learn how to change your oil and get a and be able to change your tire. So we'll send them to the people who teach that. If they need to be removed and understand how to stay away from a domestic violence issue, we outsource for that, and we outsource for counseling.
So could you send me to the Change Your Oil class?
Yes. We'll send you to the Change Your Oil class.
Thank you. Okay. This is like such a powerful program this morning.
It is.
I mean, I know we've had some giggles and some laughter, but this is very emotional, and it's a powerful program what you do. I had no idea, no idea whatsoever. We have to take a break, and we'll continue the Power Hour with YCCA and the Agape House when we return. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. And what we like to say is, don't start without us. If you have any questions, you need contractors, you're in a dilemma, 778-0040. You know, and Mike, the phone does not stop ringing. Right. I'm so happy that this organization, YCCA, is in the community. Just like the Agape House, we're doing a lot to help families and friends and neighbors. It just is a continual circle going around. So back to the Agape House with Becky Mitchell and Vicki White. With everything you have on your plate, I don't know how you two women do this. Mm-hmm. You must be like the Energizer Bunny going 24/7. Because your leadership team is not that large. Mm-hmm. So you must rely on a lot of volunteers and a call for action when you need something. So how does that work?
Mm-hmm. We have a team of volunteers of over 60. We are primarily a volunteer-based organization. In fact, our executive director, Jim Flower, is a volunteer. We just left the office today, and there's three volunteers in there holding the office up. So we are very appreciative of the volunteers and those who donate. Maybe it's a one-time gift or a monthly donor. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit donations, those really make us tick. And when you say, how do you you must be the Energizer Bunny. Sometimes I feel like that because, you know, you don't just leave your work at work. Mm-hmm. You take it home with you. And I love my children. I go home and I hug them. And they know to say thank you for their bed. They get that. And that's important. But, you know, the stories that we hear and the heartaches that we hear, sometimes I'll put my pillow over my head at night and I want to make the noise stop. But it doesn't stop because it's still cycling inside there. We need to solve these problems. But we believe at Agape House of empowering families. When we teach them the skills for life, you have given them a tool belt that they can use. Every time a situation arrives, they know how to handle that problem. There's an old saying, it says, you give them a fish, you feed them for a day. If you teach them to fish, you teach them for a lifetime. And that really is what we do at Agape House. We empower families to be successful.
What do you need? What does the Agape House need as far as donations and more volunteers? And we've got lots of listeners out there. Can they write you a $5 check? What happens? And share with our listeners your call to action and what you would like from them.
Okay. Right now, we need monthly donors. It costs $9.69 to provide one bed for one kid. We all can afford $10 a month. I mean, that's the very minimal. It's $67 to put a kid in a bed for a week, and it costs about $1,500 for a family to get through the program, and that includes housing, utilities, and case management, teaching them the skills to never be homeless again. It is expensive. They are without a house, and housing is expensive. Well, we'll just be frank about that. We're giving them a house. We're giving them a fresh start, but Agape House will provide them with the time and togetherness to move forward. We are seeking a renovation team. If you are a general contractor or do cement work, we need new railing. We really are in need of a security gate and a fence. We're looking for windows and blinds, plumbing and electricians. So we started the morning with an article about selfishness, and I'd like to say the opposite of selfishness is selflessness. Do one thing. Do one thing different today. We can serve the people around us if we are willing to give, and if we are open and we hear the dilemma, we can be a part of the solution. So what we want to do is we want to invite you to be a part of our team, to move forward and be a part of the solution. Please pray, give, or serve at Agape House.
Amazing.
Well put.
Well put, my friend.
And how would they contact you?
928-910-1089 or visit us at the web, agapehousepresquite.org.
So for our listeners, Agape is a nonprofit. Vicki and Becky, you changed the lives forever of families in crisis.
Forever.
Amazing what you do, ladies. Amazing.
Thank you.
I'm honored to know both of you. And thank you for bringing the Agape House into the hearts and homes of our listeners this morning. So don't move. We will be right back to wrap up Hammer Time.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
I'm at a loss for words this morning about Agape House.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Amazing is what it is. So let's talk about your percentage of success that you've been able to achieve over the years with families, because it is pretty phenomenal.
We have an 86% success rate, and I just wanted to share one story of a recent graduate. She graduated earlier this spring. The little girl, they got their own home. The little girl said, I have my own home. There's a park across the street. I have my own bed. I have my own living room. I have my own bathroom. She was so excited to share that she and her mother had their own place to stay. And it was challenging. This family was very challenging to reach that success. And there were a lot of hurdles that had been thrown their way. The mother grew up in the foster care system. And that is wonderful people working there. It's challenging for those who come out of the foster care system. But she overcame so many wonderful things.
And graduated from your program.
And graduated from our program earlier this year.
So what do we do, and how do you handle clothing? Because I'm sure being homeless, they only have maybe what they have in their knapsack.
Yeah.
How does that work?
We outsource for clothing. There are several organizations in town that will provide clothing, and several clubs and churches will do a clothing giveaway. So the mothers will go to those, and they will gather what they need and shoes, and they provide everything that they need.
You know, all I can say is Agape House is certainly an important part of the solution to homelessness.
Yes.
Huge. Huge what you do. Unbelievably huge. So, do we have to take a break, or is our show over?
We're on the backside.
Our
show's coming to a close.
This is it? No more. We're out. We're over. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, ladies.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
You've been listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Elan Electric, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Ability Remodeling, The Event Spot, Footwork Bottle License and Title Service, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Break it down!